This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You and I briefly referenced this this trade scenario earlier. I think it was yesterday when it first came out, but we never really got into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Emmanuel Clase has been kind of the huge talking point around baseball, one of the biggest relievers out there. He is incredibly affordable the next 3.5 years. He's also, even this year, still one of the best closers in baseball. And it's interesting, I think a lot of Guardians fans, even in the midst of a winning season, are open to the idea of trading him. So when Emmanuel Clase for Jaron Duran and pieces came up, I don't think I saw one Guardians fan even object to the idea.
I'm torn on this one because I want power in this lineup. So I'm never going to be the one to say no to adding some sort of power, some sort of something. But I do wonder I just wonder with Duran if he's the right guy to make this move with.
Why is that?
Because last year he was awesome. He led the league in doubles. He led the league in triples. He had, remember that season that Andrés Giménez had where everything just collectively came together and he finished fourth in the MVP voting? That's mm-hmm. what Duran did last year. Now he finished seventh in the MVP voting, so it wasn't fourth, but he was right there in the ballpark. Like he had, from every metric you can find, slugging percentage, on base percentage, everything, he was awesome. And it's the only time in his career we've seen him do that. Now he came back down to earth this year, and you can make an argument that, maybe he's just been unfavorable and it's just been unlucky for him in some sense, BABIP, etc. But like the reality is that he's probably somewhere between what you saw last year and then what you're seeing this year. Is that the right bet? Because if you're paying for this guy that is this year, I don't think that's the right bet.
You know what's crazy about it is he's still a 2 WAR player offensively through 100 games.
Yeah.
So now, in fairness, he was a almost 3 WAR defensive center fielder last year, and he was a 6 WAR player with his bat. Which, guys, that's like an MVP season if he wasn't on a losing team last year.
So yeah, but he's slugging .430. He's got 9 homers. Like they're fine numbers, but they're not. It's not anything to really write home about.
So,
like it's definitely a big time step back from last year. Just what bet are you making? Are you betting that he's closer to 2024, or is he closer to what he currently has been in 2025?
I still think he's going to end up as like a 3.5 WAR player this year, 4 WAR player. And if that's true, that's still like an all-star caliber player just a cut above. So I would bet on this. Like he is. I mean, he's going to be 29 next year. Okay, but the reality is he'll be gone, was it 2 years after that, 3 years after that? I think he's got 3.5 more years of control.
Well, that's a cool thing. I think it's through 2028 is the control that he has.
So I continue to kind of look at this, and I'm like, well, the whole point that people don't want to, oh, the bullpen's, it's going to be so weak. It's like, well, in this case, you'd be taking your ultimate strength beyond the bullpen and pushing it into your outfield, answering center field in a way. Now, you would then be facing Kwan being a free agent 1 year, Duran being a free agent the next year. Potentially not great, but listen, to me, what got my attention was Duran and pieces.
So I was looking at this.
That's what's interesting.
So I read a couple Boston articles on this because I was trying to figure out what exactly the return would be and what like Boston side is looking at it. Because you know me, when it comes to trade stuff, I'm constantly looking at the other side to see what they think. Mm-hmm. They're thinking the opposite. They're thinking it's got to be him in exchange for Class A, and then we give up extra pieces on the side. And they didn't throw this name in there because they're not talking about it. But the perception I was getting was that it would be something like Duran. And then we throw Class A in there and then also throw Santana in the mix. And that's how you get the deal done because they need first base help right now.
So honestly, I don't want to trade Carlos. I think I'm a little bit more, I think he's really been kind of secretly valuable to you. I think if you take out, I think it was like the first 4 to 6 weeks, he's been really, really, really good the last 2 months. That being said, it's interesting. So I did follow up on this. I can't remember who brought this up first, but when I read it initially, they had confirmed somewhere that they meant more from the Boston side. But I would trade Carlos Santana alongside Class A if they're also giving up something a little extra too.
Like, I'm not going to let Santana be the one that makes or break this one. I think you go down that road. If that's the throw in, if that's the extra piece, and it would work. But I guess I'd have more belief in this if I had belief that the Guardians were the type of team that could take someone and be like, you used to be this, or you showed flashes of being this last year. You come back down to earth a little bit, but we're going to find a way to get your power back to where it was 2 years ago instead of what it is this year. And the Guardians have shown me no signs of being able to be that team.
See, what's interesting about what you're saying is he only hit, and I'm going to say only in parentheses, he only hit 21 home runs last year.
Yeah, but again, so, he led the league in doubles. He led the league in triples.
He's still a triple machine this year. He's got 10 triples.
No, he does. But like, there's a lot of extra base hits that he was getting last year and pulling it off. Now, he had a bunch of at-bats, too. Like, that was part of the equation as well. Got a lot of opportunities. But like, I don't know. Like, what part of you thinks that the Guardians could have him tap into that? Because like, I do wonder if it's going to be looked at like a Jimenez year, where Jimenez was just awesome for a season, and then they were just never able to tap back into that.
I mean, I think the difference is that his drop from where he was last year to this year, as pronounced as it is, it's not a complete and absolute regression. Like, so much of Andres's value was the glove, and by the last 2 years, it's all his value. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like a one more player offensively, which is your two hole is just awful. So, I mean, like, Duran is still going to surpass that. He's going to triple that by the end of the year. Actually, the funny thing is he's having a bad defensive year by his standards. I think he's just like a league average player, like basically a break even on the defensive side of the ball this year. So your concern so about, like, would you do this? You know, are the Guardians the right team to bring it back? I think it's fair. I just think in the name of getting another table setter there. And listen, I would love a power bat for Class A. And if there's a way you can get the Garcia kid as well in this, he's at Double A, so he's not ready yet. That's a kid that's going to end up being like an Adelis Garcia or a Randy Arozarena, like a guy with just stupid power that's probably going to hit 250. I'd take that. But I just look at it and I'm like, man, for Hosey. So much of your offense is built on what's Hosey doing on any night.
Right.
Putting another elite level on base machine, even though this kid strikes out more and walks less than Kwan. I think Kwan into Duran right in front of Hosey would be, I think that would be an incredible boost to the lineup.
I mean, listen, I'm all about adding offense. That's the whole goal of this. And if you're going to make a Class A trade, I'd rather have him do something like this where you're adding somebody at the big league level and you're getting something in return instead of just what is potentially 2 years down the line maybe can turn into something. But there is a reason why Boston is saying, hey, we're so excited to see what Roman Anthony can do in left field. Like, we're so excited to watch Abreu get opportunities in right. Like, there's a reason why they're in many ways pushing Duran out the door when they should be as competitive as they can be right now.
So I actually, this is always a case of your best meets our best, meaning your need for what your deficiency is meets our best. And our need, and even though I know power bat, you need really good starting outfielders and you've got one. It's the same thing there. Like, between Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu, Christian Campbell's probably going to end up in the outfield unless, I think he might end up being a better left fielder than he will be a second baseman. They've just got too many outfielders. Like, Honestly, they were trying to trade Willie Abreu this last offseason, and they just couldn't get the value they wanted because people were worried he was a little bit of a flash in a pan.
But Duran was the guy he was last year, they'd find room.
Oh, no. You're right. But the point is, this is opportunities like this happen in baseball where a team kind of sours, oh, you're not who we thought you were. And then all of a sudden, you kind of push him over and, oh, he can still do it. He was just having a bad, it's been since June 1 that he's really kind of taken a little bit of a dive here. I'm supremely interested in this. I can't sell you. I can't disclude any of the things you've said. I think you make a hell of an argument, and there's risk in here, not akin to a prospect risk, but there is risk here. But man, it's tough for me not to look at this and be like, okay, how often do you trade an elite closer for an everyday player, even if that guy ends up being a good everyday player, not a great player?
I get the excitement. I do. I get the excitement. And it should be fun. If this is the deal that goes down, I don't think Guardians fans are going to look at this and say, what happened here? How did we end up in this spot? And myself included. If this deal goes down, I will be able to say, in the name of offensive moves and trying to get this offense to be the best it can, let's go put Cade Smith in the bullpen as a closer, and then let's just keep this thing rolling. I do wonder if a year from now, though, you're going to end up in a spot where you get more for Class A in a better situation. It's just that the market right now for hitters just isn't, it's just not elite at the moment. Duran might be as good as you can get.
So the one thing I would say about this, and I think that's a real question you have to ask Jaron before you make this trade. You have to go make sure that kid doesn't have a negative thought of Cleveland.
Of Cleveland after that,
because
that incident?
Of that jackass in the stands.
I would hope he just looks at it as one person, but maybe he doesn't.
One fan was maybe all it took for David Wells. And who, before he was even David Wells, he was just a pitcher in Detroit. Somebody said something about that dude's mom, and then all that guy heard in Cleveland from that moment on was the negative things that Clevelander said to him. I mean, he never forgave Cleveland for it. Still won't. Yeah. We'll still absolutely go out and just say mean things about Cleveland.
I mean, not the same thing because it's not sports, but Morgan Wallen had a concert in Arizona a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week.
Is that God's country?
It's not God's country. Mm. I guess it's one fan was just being unruly, and he's like, I'm not coming back to Arizona. And it's that's all it takes. It is true.
In fairness, that guy is soft batch.
He's soft batch?
Yeah.
Well, he's a musician,
No.
Most country musicians. I can't speak for all musicians.
Most
country musicians tend to be softer.
I thought he was just a pretty face and an okay voice. And then after the way he handled the SNL stuff, I thought, you might be the biggest baby on the planet.
I think he knew what he was playing to. He doesn't care about the coastal elites, Nick. He plays to God's country.
God's country.
Those are the ones buying the albums. Or at least listening to it on Spotify.
But no, I mean,
you're dumb.
I do think... I do think in the next year and a half.
Easy on the commentary.
I think Duran might be the best thing you can get for Class A. And if there's a kicker in it, kicker can mean they got a middle reliever. Right? Obviously, the kicker part of this is interesting. But yeah, I mean, if there's an offer out there that is in with a starting center fielder with a really nice glove and, And listen, even if you got to kick in a Santana I don't want to trade Daniel Schneeman. You got to throw Schneeman in. Yeah, I think that's the kind of move that if you can really start to reshape the rest of your roster with Duran in center field.
I think Santana gets it done if they throw in Carlos, and the Guardians shouldn't be shy to do so. I think that gets it done.
I think it gets it done for Red Sox fans. I think what will be interesting is what does it do for the Guardians, who always have a sky-high price on all their talent, so much so that other front offices complain about it as if it's a bad thing they value their players.
Yeah, as if they don't want to just be fleeced.
These guys won't give away their players for less than
they
want.
I don't understand. We can't just tell them, hey, this is what you should trade, and they should do it.
This is a nightmare. Emmanuel Clase for Jaron Duran, who says no? I think this makes a lot of sense for both teams, and great quarterback fatigue. It's a real thing, potentially, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We got introduced to Pecan in the Cabin. My boy Jeremy gets it from this one spot, and it's good. Pecan in general is great. It is unlawfully expensive. So I went on there, and Joe had a Pecan available.
Yeah.
I think it was about $45 for a Pecan, which is very, very affordable. If you guys don't know, Pecan prices are through the roof now because it's a Brazilian cut. You only get one per cow, and it's a trendy cut.
That's how I judge how the market's doing, is how's Pecana doing. Some people look at gas, I look at Pecana.
So in fairness, I do judge a lot of butchers off their brisket price, off their pork belly price. And the reason why I say that is because those are trendy cuts, and trendy cuts will get you, like, pork belly is a cheap meat. It is. I mean, not many people make their own bacon. It's a cheap, when I say cheap cut, I mean relative to the other parts of the pig. And so, like, if I find out your pork belly or your brisket is actually affordable or under market, I'm more likely to spend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
End with you. Joe's prices are right where they should be. I was like, you know what? Ness has never had Pecana. Texted her, waited 2 hours for a response. Just, hey, the all clear.
Yeah.
By the time I went back on the website, it was gone.
Sold out.
I was so upset. I was
That's
like,
what I hear.
I was like, Joe and I have actually texted about Pecana because he actually gave me, I can't remember what the idea he gave me is, because this is a guy who changed how he make pancakes. Because we talked once, and I was like, yeah, it's not fluffy enough. He's like, do this. And I do.
What was the tip?
The tip was, one, use, even if it calls for water, still use milk. And then the second one,
okay.
The second one was add an egg per, like, serving. So it's like one, so if it's a cup of mixture, yeah, you use an egg. I'm telling you, game changer.
Okay, some fluffy pancakes.
And so now I've got to wait for Pecana to get back in.
You ever make the designs with pancakes for your kids?
I just don't have that talent.
No, okay.
I can make you delicious pancakes. Make you Mickey Mouse pancakes.
I think they sell like the cutouts, right? So you can make them basically whatever.
Yeah. No.
Didn't know if your kids had a lot of fun with that.
No, they do.
The way I'd get back in the pancake game would be like, I can make Charlotte Mickey Mouse pancakes. She'd love that.
So
I'm out of the pancake game as of right now. If I get into the pancake game, it's because of Mickey Mouse pancakes.
This is my grandmother showing through in my Nag Mama. If like we were like asked for like a specialized thing, like, Mama, can you make a Mickey Mouse pancake? She'd be like, I don't do that. And I, like, but dude, you understand.
You get circled.
Yeah. you go to Mama and you'd be like, hey, can I get like, can you cut that steak in the shape of a heart? I don't do that. I make steak. That's like, okay. But you could do that with any like food request. She's like, no, I make it the way I make it and you'll either eat it or you won't. I think that's exactly what I've inherited from her. Because,
okay. I just got really excited about the idea now making Mickey Mouse pancakes for Charlotte. The problem is I'm going to order it. I know I'm going to get the device now because we're talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make pancakes, which I haven't made in a long time. Yep. And then I'm going to put them in front of her and be like,
she's going to eat one?
No, she's not even going to notice that it's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'll have so much fun in thinking she's going to be like, Mouse, and get all excited,
yeah,
and just not even notice at all.
Yeah, that has happened with my kids, which might be informing
would
this.
Would be devastating.
I made like a smiley face on Olivia's plate. And she just, in fairness, like, she wolfed the
bacon,
food down.
Bacon's the smile. Eh?
And I was like, did you like the smiley face? And she's like, what smiley face?
Oh.
And I was like, well, I guess I'm never doing that again.
Crushing.
Because it takes work.
Yeah.
To like do those extra steps. Oh, look at this. Matt is saying I'm pronouncing meat wrong. Matt, I'm a meat guy. Are you saying I'm getting the meat wrong?
You're totally pronouncing it wrong there, Nick. It's Picanha. Picanha. Say it with me. Picanha.
I'm from Medina County, Matt.
Picanha. Picanha business. Yeah, okay.
I'm not Brazilian. By the way, real quick, Matt, are you no-so or are you so-so?
I'm so-so.
Oh, look, oh, we got a rivalry brewing here.
No,
Peterlin's telling me to throw you off the air, Matt. This is
We love South Solon.
Yeah, he's saying sarcastically. I'm so sorry,
Not sarcastically. You're good people in South Solon.
You're just not as good as no-so, I think, is the implication there.
Stop it.
All right. Have a good night.
I will give
Thanks,
it for
Matt.
You. I'm going to give it to you real quick here.
Now, it does sound like a South Solon thing to call in and correct you on Picanha, but...
Picanha! Yeah, there we go. All right.
Says it so aggressively.
I kind of went Italian with it, too. Hey, Picanha!
Picanha!
What are you, well, now Katie's
well, she's South
barging
Solon,
in.
So that's how she had a vouch for the idea that I'm nice to all South Solon people. Solon is just Solon, and that's what we like about it.
100%. I heard you talking about it yesterday because I wasn't here, but I was listening to the show. North Solon, South Solon, it's just Solon. We're all one big happy family.
I don't think so. That's not what No-So Johnny's selling here.
What's his problem? What's your problem with South Solon?
I don't have a problem with it.
It sounds like you got a problem
Let me tell you.
He's creating a problem. I don't have a problem.
I'm not creating anything. I'm just pointing it out.
When your daughter goes to school,
yeah.
Not elementary school because there's one close to North Solon, but when you go to the middle schools, right, but then you're going to go to the middle schools and the high school, and that's all in South Solon. Wait,
oh, so
much
you're saying,
shorter commute.
What you're saying is
right, you're
he's
got
to train
apartments.
Her young to be very snobbish to the so-so people.
There's nice houses in so-so.
I think that's what he's hearing.
Yeah. A lot of nice houses in both sides.
For like a demilitarist zone.
He's just going to have a longer commute, and he's going to have to sit in traffic on some.
The only problem is
from
there is
Solon.
There is. I got caught in traffic all weekend trying to go over to South Solon. My goodness.
I want to throw myself in traffic with this conversation.
The only problem is that there's not a recognition that there is a dividing North and South Solon is the problem. It's all there's ever been. You just tell people there is a South and a North.
Is this like
is there an 77? East and a West?
Right. I was going to say, is this like 77 splits East and West Siders?
Yeah.
Oh,
a little bit.
What's your dividing point in Solon?
I haven't created the dividing line map. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think you got to work on that, No-So Johnny.
You're right.
100%.
If you're going to be an elitist, you got to know who you're excommunicating from the tribe.
It's not an elitist thing. There's a lot of nice houses in South Solon.
Yeah.
He just likes, so he watched one show on
like
HBO
a murder area.
Where they call this guy No-Ho Hank, and he wants to make it No-So Johnny. That's all it is.
He's No-So Johnny because...
I have continued none of this in trying to divide Solon in any sort of way.
Okay. Yeah,
and it gets put on me.
It's all Nick Wilson. Remember, if anything you don't like about this show, it's all Nick Wilson and not Mr. No-So Johnny, the elitist himself. I just think you should own it.
No-So Johnny.
Like, you look down your nose.
There's nothing to own.
You look down your nose.
Are they hearing himself?
You look down your nose at people from South Solon.
She's from South Solon. She's got a parent.
Apparently, we're not friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I live in South Solon. So Katie.
How are you believing the rhetoric that is coming out of his mouth right now?
I think because, she's seen your social media. I think there's an elitist atmosphere in North Solon, and it kind of permeates how you talk about Solon.
Hey, come
you
to
only
South
talk
Solon.
About certain parts of Solon.
Come to South Solon. We accept everybody. We're friends with everyone.
It's like the reverse Civil War.
Even if Jonathan
here.
Doesn't want to be friends with South Solon.
Didn't say that at all.
I think it was implied.
In the slightest
bit. Katie, thank you.
All I could be is more welcoming to South Solon.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you really got a problem there. And it's okay. It's okay. We're all working through something. Right?
Now, I would like at some point recognition from the mayor next time I have a conversation with him because we do chats. And I tell him about the great city of Solon. And he listens.
Wait, the mayor of Cleveland?
No, the mayor of Solon. Okay. Why would I talk to the mayor of Cleveland about Solon problems?
I don't know. You said the mayor. You said the mayor. There's a lot of mayors regionally.
After 240, I mean, the gift you wanted to give to Cleveland was a new mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't talk to that mayor.
You would talk to him, and not me would talk to him.
Hey, that mayor keeps going. He might end up being the new mayor of Solon. The way this is going.
Look at this, Nick on Twitter saying the dividing line in Solon is 422.
That sounds right.
Oh.
That sounds right.
You're below the 422 line?
I think I'm above the 422 line.
Oh, that's right. Just want to make sure.
I'm going to really look at it. I think we live above.
Above
the 422 line.
If it was all Solon in your mind, you wouldn't have corrected me there.
It's not all Solon in my mind. It's just there's good parts of Solon in every part of Solon. That's the difference there.
Everybody, Ken Carmen's joining the show to pander to South Solon, who he desperately hates.
They got a new
pander your way out there, big boy.
Got some new pickleball courts over there. We're having a good time in
Nick
Solon.
Nick saying he's from South Solon.
Brand new playground.
Are you still going to agree with Nick that it's 422 after he said he's from South Solon?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Man, the hatred just seeping through.
No hatred. No, I'm not the one that got corrected on meat pronunciation today.
Picanha.
Picanha.
Yeah.
Which is a very South Solon thing to do, is call up and correct somebody on their meat.
I mean, right there.
Am I right?
Right there.
All right, like, guys.
Guys.
What's the deal with that?
I got a high school education, and I grew up in Medina County. All right?
I mean, North Solon would just let it go. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I think not.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
I think the castles of... the chimneys. Oh, man, I'm going to butcher this. Never mind.
Yeah, no, keep going.
I disagree.
Okay. Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
All right. If you're from South Solon, do you have beef with North Solon? 216.
Or do you have picanha with North Solon?
0092.
So you're gonna tell Joe that you tried. Now are you gonna try to get some free picanha out of him, or is
I
that
can't
not
do
gonna?
That,
because
no.
I think that would be in poor taste.
Because this is like Joe's one of his big ventures post playing career. I don't think I could ever ask for I could ask for like free tickets. I can't ask for free meat.
I don't know why it'd feel like hitting the jackpot if you did get free meat, though.
Oh no, I mean you could send me stew meat for free, and I'd be like, Joe Thomas sent me free meat. But I can't. No.
Not in the slightest bit.
No. Now, you know, I've said I'm not really a barber kind of guy. I am a butcher kind of guy. And I will tell you, there's a bunch of butchers that I've gone to. Haven't really found my butcher guy yet. I found my mechanic, right? Just down the road, my guy Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I could use a butcher. I really use like an inside source of a butcher. One preferably in Joe's case that isn't in Wisconsin. One that's like right down the road. I just, you know, just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I do feel like butchers, you typically, it'd be one of the few spots where like having the relationship really does help, because then they give you a little bit bigger cuts. They give you more for more bang for your buck when you got a butcher that you know.
My buddy Jeremy has a butcher, and I think he actually is in Columbus. And my buddy Jeremy lives in like the Troy area. He will drive the 40 minutes or whatever it is to his butcher in Columbus. That's where he gets short belly burgers.
Mm.
You know that if I won, like, the I think tomorrow's Powerball is $330 million.
Yeah,
I would retire from radio to become Wadsworth's Hungarian butcher. I would just do a bunch of like Eastern European cuts. I would give you your basic stuff, but then I'd give you like short belly burgers. I'd be.
Wouldn't you just ultimately just end up doing what Joe is doing with his farm?
I don't know that I actually want to raise or have the stench of cow that close to me. But yeah, I'd probably do it. In the end, I'd be like, well, I mean, might as well save some more money here. Because Joe also, the cool thing that Joe did is Joe like got the best cows. So instead of just having a farm, Joe has talked pretty incredibly about, you know, the importance of actually getting the right cows in there. So
that's
that
why it's high quality.
Yeah. Yeah, so I probably would be. Also, John saying, signature is Solon is in So-So.
Sure, for sure it is.
Oh, which is the nicest gated community houses and golf course.
He's not
in
lying.
Solon.
That's why I said there's very nice houses, very nice places in all parts of Solon.
And then there's the other place that Jonathan doesn't talk about. The others in So-So. It's implied.
Listen, I mean, signature's very nice.
Even for being in South Solon?
Very nice.
Pew, 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 pew. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. no matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip. It's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.